Trudy Lieberman is an award-winning health journalist and also a commentator on journalism in America. Trudy, tell me something about your own career.
I've had a very long career as a journalist, as a reporter, over 40 years. I've worked in newspapers, magazines. I had a very long career at Consumer Reports, which is analogous to your Wix magazine here in the UK. And I've worked for the Columbia Journalism Review for almost 20 years now as a contributing editor doing press criticism. So what I do right now is work for CJR.org, which is the website of the Columbia Journalism Review. And I like to say I have a conversation with my profession. So three times a week I blog on the press performance and covering healthcare, our Medicare program, and our Social Security program.
You're speaking at the conference on European health journalism, but you're telling us about what goes on in America.
One of the things I'm going to talk about here is a practice that's going on in the U.S., which we at the Association of Healthcare Journalists believe is a bit unethical, and that is that the TV reporters, their stations, make deals with local hospitals. These are very lucrative deals, both for the hospital and a TV station, because a TV station gets money and a ready-made package of stories produced by the hospital, using the station's reporter as the anchor or spokesperson or journalist. And the local reporter really is told by her station or his station that they have to do these things, and they're really disguised advertising and marketing for the hospital.
So viewers might believe that they're watching impartial, balanced news coverage uninfluenced by commercial considerations.
That's correct. And in some cases, they may disclose that this package was produced by blah, blah, but they may not. And I had done a piece for the Columbia Journalism Review a few years back, putting all this together and sort of ferreting out where these relationships were. It was a very hard story to do because, as you may guess, hospitals don't like to advertise this practice, and certainly the TV stations don't. So it's what we call pretty unsavory practice. And I had one reporter tell me once that she was made to do these things and she had to do them kicking and screaming. And if she didn't, she would lose her job. So she was speaking to me off the record because she was really afraid.
What kind of stories are we talking about there? Is it stories about individual patients?
Well, they need patients that bring in higher paying services. And those services are usually not maternity services or cases of HIV/AIDS or pneumonia. Those are not high-paying services. But cardiac care, kidney transplants, cancer care, certainly any new procedure, brain surgery, all of those kinds of things bring in lots of money. And I think those are the patients and the services that the hospitals in the U.S. wants to attract. So these packages of stories they provide are pretty much aimed at see our latest surgery technique for whatever. And the hospitals often provide the patients and the families. And so the reporters basically get a ready-made story complete with B-roll and other visuals and the interviews and don't have to do very much work.
You're also going to be making comparisons between what's happening in the NHS and what's happening in the American health system.
I'm also going to be speaking about the attack on our Medicare program. And our Medicare program is the closest thing that we have to the NHS. It is a social insurance program for people 65 and older and people under 65 who are severely disabled. And what this program does is provide health insurance for people paid for through the tax system and by premiums for certain services. But that program is under severe attack in the U.S. under the guise that it costs too much and it's unsustainable in the future. And the U.S. Medicare program has never, ever been able to control its costs very well. And some experts believe that taxes, at least for the hospital benefits, will have to be raised at some point. But there's an attack coming from conservatives, and the conservatives really want to privatize the system and give Medicare beneficiaries a sum of money, a set of money, some voucher, and say you can go into the private market and buy whatever you want, and if you want something more than this voucher will pay for, then you dig into your own pocket. And of course, that will destroy Medicare as a social insurance program.
We are, though, seeing increasing pressures on the British National Health Service, and we are seeing private providers coming in.
One thing I've learned on this trip is that there is a fair amount of American money involved in the NHS system, companies and consultants and so on. American firms are very much involved in the NHS, and I hadn't realized to that extent. Systems all over the world are facing the same problems. Aging populations, expensive technology, some of it good, some of it not good. A lot of people wanting the latest and greatest and best, at least that's the American culture. I'm not sure how it is here in Britain. But people want these services and the hospitals want to provide them. How all that's going to be figured out is going to be the interesting thing to watch as a journalist in the next few years.
Do you sense that journalists on either side of the pond are watching and understanding and explaining?
Well, I'm going to wear my hat now as a press critic. I do not think our reform movement over the last 3 years has been covered well in the U.S. I do not think Medicare is being covered very well. And what really seems to be missing is what the people want, how the people will be affected by these reforms. And I think it's very difficult for journalists these days to understand that who are they writing for? And they really need to be writing for the people. That's who they write for. But too many times they're really writing for the politicos and the advocates who talked to them last. And the announcements from the Senate leaders and the House leaders and what Obama's people are saying and so forth. And all of that goes over the heads of most people. They want to know what's in it for them. And a couple of months ago, I was in Philadelphia, and I went out and did old-fashioned man-on-the-street interviews. I do these from time to time when I'm out. And what I discovered is that people, this was about Medicare, and people wanted to know how that Medicare change is going to affect them. A 59-year-old woman said to me, you know, I'm going to be on Medicare pretty soon. Is it going to be here? What's going to happen to it? Am I always going to have it? And I realized that had never been explained to her by the media in Philadelphia. And I think that's been really missing in our coverage.
You do a blog 3 times a week for the Columbia Journalism Review. How do people find it?
It's very easy. They can go to cjr.org, and you can find my blogs there. I write for a part of it called Campaign Desk, so you can look for the little button with the American flag on it. And there's also other kinds of press criticism about all kinds of things and a lot of coverage of new media and social media, as well as all of our in-depth stuff on health reporting.
Trudy Lieberman, thank you.